Okay, let me give the lineup as to how we're going to go forth. We're going to open up with Prophetess Tiny. She'll be number one. Then we're going to have Prophetess Darlene Gray. Then we're going to have Prophetess Jessica. She'll be number three. Prophet Cecil, he'll be number four. Prophet Joshua, you'll be number five. Prophetess Naomi, you'll be number six. And Prophetess Masculine, she'll be number seven. So, again, the lineup will be Prophetess Tiny. After Naomi closed the line for everybody prophesying, Prophetess Tiny will go forth. Then we'll have Prophetess Darlene Gray. Then we'll have Prophetess Jessica. Then we will have Brother Cecil. Then we will have Prophet Joshua. Then Prophetess Naomi. And then Prophetess Masculine. Are there anyone else? All right, ma'am, we can open up. Let's open up the line. The line is already open, so we're going to open up with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, that Father, we thank you, Lord, that you hear us when we pray, and we give you thanks and we give you praise for hearing us when we pray, Lord. And Father, not only do we give you praise and thank you, Father, we thank you also, Lord, that you said in your word in all of our ways that if we would acknowledge you, that you would direct our path. And Father, even on this prophetic midnight cry, we inquire and we beseech you, Father, that you would lead us and you would direct us even as we enter into this new day, because truly this is the day that you have made and we will rejoice in it. And Father, we declare as well that every prayer request, every prayer, every utterance will be heard, Father. But Father, we thank you because you said in your word, ask and it shall be given. Seek and it shall be found. Therefore, Father, we lay claim to your word and to your promises. And Father, we declare that even in this space that we are in, that it will be a space of love, a space of unity, a space of power, and a place of creativity for your name's sake and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Prophetess Naomi, open the line.
Father, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, Lord, we just want to praise you. We thank you, Father, that you are God. We thank you, Lord, there's no other God besides you. We worship you, Spirit of the living God. We praise you, God. Father, we bless your holy name. You are holy, you are holy. You are holy, you are holy. You are holy, Lord. You are holy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your name be praised, Father. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we praise you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit of intercession upon us this morning. We thank you for your spirit, Lord, the spirit of truth, Father, that is guiding us and teaching us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, Lord, as it sprinkles the blood of Jesus all over around us, Lord. We thank you even for the prophets, Lord, that are on the line this morning, Lord. We thank you for Master Prophet, Lord. We thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord, that you are God. Father, we worship you. In the name of Jesus, we worship you, Lord, and we praise you. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we give you the glory, we give you the praise, we give you the honor for the victory, for victory is truly ours, God, for you said none of these diseases shall you allow to come upon us. No sickness or disease shall come nigh our dwelling. Therefore, any disease that show up is without your permission, and we're able to rebuke it. We're able to take dominion over it right now in the name of Jesus. And we release your spirit of health, healing, and wholeness to flow through every fibre of our being. Not only through our own bodies, God, but through our very bloodline, God. Every generational curse, every inherited disease or germ or illness, Lord God, we take dominion over it right now, and we loose it from us right now in the name of Jesus. We destroy every root cause of every disease germ that has showed up in our bloodline, God. We decree healing from all the power of sickness and disease, Lord God. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that cover us and that flows, Lord God, from house to house, Lord God, from every elder to every child, God. Your healing virtue flows even in the name of Jesus, even from allergies, God, even from asthma, Lord God, even from cancer and kidney disorders and all kinds of disease, Lord God. We thank you that your blood covers. We thank you for victory over high blood pressure. We thank you for victory, Lord God, from female issues, Lord God. We thank you for victory over breast cancer. We thank you for victory over thyroid disease, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, God, for the power of God that reigns, rules, and abides over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. And we give you the glory and we give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for this time together, Lord. We thank you for you are worthy to be praised, and we magnify your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this time of fellowship. We thank you for the ability to gather together and praise your holy name, Lord God. We thank you for the freedom to gather when and where we want to praise your holy name, Lord God. We thank you for this call line, Lord God. We thank you for the people who have come out on this call line, Lord God, to intercede for others on tonight, Lord God. We thank you for the church, Lord God. We thank you for the ministry. We thank you for the mothers and the elders and the deacons and the deaconesses and our ushers and our members, Lord God. We thank you for the prophets. We ask that you cover your prophets, Lord God. We ask that you keep your prophets in this season, Lord God. We thank you for strength, Lord God. We thank you for peace, Lord God. We thank you for power, Lord God. We thank you for courage, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us to be bold in you, Lord God. We thank you for peace in our minds, Lord God. Lord God, peace in our hearts, Lord God, peace in our homes, peace in our communities, peace in our children's classrooms, peace in our streets, peace in our goings and in our comings, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening us in this season, Lord God. We thank you for never forsaking us in this season, Lord God. We thank you for safety in this season, Lord God. We thank you for touching families, Lord God, for helping to keep families together, Lord God. We thank you for working all things out for our good, for we know with you all things are possible, Lord God. We thank you for giving us energy, for giving us life, for waking us up this morning, Lord God, for giving us a restful sleep at night, Lord God. We thank you for Archbishop Jordan. We thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the First Family, Lord God. We thank you for all the things that you are doing in our lives. Even now, Lord God, we thank you for the things that you are doing in our lives that we do not understand, Lord God, but we rest in you and we rely on you. Our strength is in you, Lord God. Our being is you, in you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
We thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to your name. We thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, God. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you're coming to us, Father God, boldly. We come before your throne, Father God, boldly as we ought to, Father God, knowing, Father God, that we can come to you, Father God, in our time of need, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving in a mighty way, Father God. We thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you're doing things right now, that you're shifting things, Father God, in us and through us, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. We glorify your name, Father God. We worship you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We praise you. We love you, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all the things that you've done for us, the things that you are doing for us, Father God, that we don't even know yet, Father God, and being revealed, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are already going before us, ahead of us, Father God, about our situation, Father God, about whatever we're going through, about our circumstances, Father God. We know that you're already bringing a victory. We're thanking you right now ahead of time for the good report, Father God. We thank you, Father God, ahead of time right now, Father God, that you are working the thing out right now, that the thing is already worked out, Father God. We thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you are bringing peace to the situation, Father God, that you are bringing peace to the storm. We thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you are bringing victory to the challenge, Father God. We thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you have brought triumph to the battle, Father God. Oh, for the battle is not ours. It is yours, Father God. But we suffer violence, but we take it by force, and we press through, Father God, in the spirit, Father God. We press through in the spirit, Father God, knowing that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities, and it's against the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. We are taking on our transformation even now, Father God, in our minds and in our bodies, in our spirits within us right now, Father God. A helmet of salvation is being bestowed on us right now. The shield of faith is being equipped to us right now, Father God. The sword of the Spirit is being produced out of us even now. We call it forth in now, right now, in the name of Jesus. A now faith. You are doing a now thing in us. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you're doing it even now, whatever the situation. We thank you, Father God, that it is done, because the promises of God is yes and amen. Yes and amen. We decree and declare that thing to be so in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you for who you are. Father God, we thank you for the new thing that you're doing. Father God, we thank you now, Father. Father, we thank you for now faith, Father, for knowing that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Father, we thank you for providing substance in the midst of our wilderness. Father, we thank you for the divine manna, Father. Father, we thank you for the courage to begin to take risk in this season. Father, we thank you for new innovative ideas. Father, we thank you for touching the hearts and the minds of your children, touching the hearts and the minds of your people. Father God, we thank you for what you're continuously doing even now, even in this hour. Father, we thank you because we know not a jot nor a tittle of your word shall fail, Father, lest heaven and earth pass away. Father God, we thank you for sending your word such that we may be healed from our disease. Father God, we thank you for comforting us. Father God, we thank you for a new happiness that we have, Father, for thy rod and thy shield comfort thee. Father God, we thank you for your sword of righteousness, Father, that you use to slay our enemies. Father, we thank you that you've made our enemies a footstool upon us. Father, we thank you for touching the minds and the hearts, Father, of our siblings, touching the hearts and the minds of our spiritual sisters and our spiritual brothers. Father God, even now we ask that you continue to touch your bishops, begin to touch your pastors, touch your reverends, your teachers. Father, begin to continuously touch your prophets, Father. Father, continuously touch your prophets, Father. Father, begin to even keep their voice, Father, as the enemy tries to attack their voice and attack their mind. Father, we ask now, Father, let this mind be in us, Father, that thought it not robbery to be equal to God. Father God, we thank you now for sending your Son, Father, as an example that we too can be like Christ. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the new thing that you're doing in each and every one of us. Father God, we thank you for divine direction. Father God, we thank you for your word being the light upon our feet, Father, in the middle of the darkness. Father, we thank you for we know that we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Father, but we thank you that it's only a walkthrough, not a permanent residence. Father God, we thank you for that which you're doing even now, Father, in our lives. Father, I ask that you specifically touch my brothers, Father. Touch Prophet Aaron. Touch Prophet Manasseh, Father. Father, continue to touch our Archbishop Master Prophet, Father. Touch Pastor Jordan. Touch our Mother Mary Jordan, Father. Continue to touch the First Family. Continue to touch the pastors, Father. Continue to touch the members, Father. Father, we thank you now. Father, we thank you now. Father, we thank you now. Father, we thank you for ceasing any double-mindedness in this season. Father, right now, Father, we cancel and we cease any spirit of lack in this season, Father. We cancel it now on this conference line. Father God, we thank you for blessing those that are connected to us, Father. We thank you for blessing those with a double portion that are connected to us, Father. Father, we know that if we just touch the hem of your garment, Father, we thank you for sending the hem of your garment, Father, such that we may be touched and made whole. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Thank
you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you with open hearts, God. We come to you with open minds, God. Father God, we ask that you guide us, God. We ask that you teach us and touch us in unusual way, God. And show us how to touch others with your love, God. Open up our hearts to have more love and peace and a peace mind, God. Father God, I ask that you bring peace to our children, God. Peace to our homes, God. Father God, I ask that you touch everyone and every member in the body of Christ, God. Touch them in a way like never before, God. God, we ask that you guide them in the way that they need to be guided, God. We ask that you order their footsteps, God. Give them the steps of where they need to go, God. Direct their path, God. Direct our path, God. Father God, we thank you for allowing your only begotten Son to come, God, and to be the Lamb to wash away our sins, God. And Father God, we thank you for the blood, God. Father God, we ask that doors are open from the north, God. We ask that doors are open from the south. We ask that doors are open from the west and ask for doors to be open on the east, God. Father God, we ask that in your name, God, that all things are done, God. We ask that everything is completed, God. Father God, I lift up every entrepreneur, God, and business owners, and even those that desire to be business people in this world, God, to even to guide them with new inspirational thoughts, God. God, we come to you with a humble heart, God, a humble heart, God, where you can speak to us, Lord. Speak to us and guide us, God. Let our ears only hear your words, God. Let us represent of who you are, God, in our lives, God. Father God, we thank you for all the things you have been doing in our lives, God. We thank you for every opportunity, God. We thank you for every possibility that you have laid before us, God. We thank you for allowing us to be who we can be in your name, God, in Christ Jesus, God. We thank you for that, God. We thank you for not allowing to judge us, God. We thank you for letting us do what we can do, God. We thank you for letting us be able to have, God. Father God, I ask that you touch everyone that say that I'm sick, God, and let them say that I'm healed, God. For you said in your word that you are healed, God. Anyone that feels that they are poor, God, let them feel the richness and the goodness of your love, God. Father God, we cancel any depression, God, anything that is negative thoughts and not of you, God. We cancel it out with the blood of Jesus, God. We ask that you send a special head of protection over those individuals, God. I lift up our sons, God. I lift up my son, KJ, God. I ask that you send the angels of protection around him and around in the schools, God. I ask that you send that for every son and every daughter, God, to protect them, God, to have your hands around them, God, and send the angels just to go before them, God. God, I ask that you send the favor of God around their life, God, that they may be able to stand out, God, in your will, God. Father God, I even ask that you touch our husbands, God, and those that are married, God, in the union, God, that is upholding and pleasing in your eyes, God, to touch it, God. Father God, we release any type of holdback or finances or anything that seems like that has been restricting, God, to let it to be loose, God, just to unravel the knot, God. Father God, any doors that seemed like it was that was closed, God, just open it up, God. Anything that was lost, God, just recover it, God. Father God, we come in your name, God, in your precious name, God, and we declare everything in your name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
And Father God, we thank you right now, as your word says, that men ought to always pray and never faint. And Father God, we thank you right now for this hour. Hallelujah, that we come before your throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving. And God, we give you thanks. Hallelujah, we give you honor. We give you praise. And we decree and declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people. We thank you, Father God, for your dunamis power. Right now, in the name of Jesus, that dunamis power be spread upon your people right now. Let it begin to be transformed in your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let it bring transformation. Let it be imparted in your people right now. The spirit, hallelujah, of love, peace, joy, meekness, ominous, kindness, health, and success. Let it be imparted in your people right now. In the name of Jesus, let it saturate their hearts and their minds and their spirits right now in the name of Jesus. God, let us decrease that you may increase in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done. Not our will, but your will, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father God, give us daily bread. We decree daily bread right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that we say, save now. We beseech thee. Oh, Lord, we beseech thee. Send now prosperity to your people now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Save now. We beseech thee. Oh, Lord, we beseech thee. Send now prosperity to their bank account in the name of Jesus. Save now. We beseech thee. Oh, Lord, we beseech thee. Send now prosperity to our health right now in the name of Jesus. Save now, we beseech thee, oh Lord, we beseech thee, send now prosperity to our minds in the name of Jesus. Save now, we beseech thee, oh Lord, we beseech thee, send now to our ministries right now in the name of Jesus. Save now, we beseech thee, oh Lord, we beseech thee. Send now prosperity in our families right now in the name of Jesus. Save now, we beseech thee. Oh, Lord, we beseech thee. Send now prosperity to our community now in the name of Jesus. Save now, we beseech thee. Oh, Lord, we beseech thee. Send now prosperity to our finances in the name name of Jesus. And Father God, we decree that miracle. We decree that promise. Oh, hallelujah. In the finances of your people. You said that you will give us seed to sow and bread to eat. You said, Lord, if we give, it shall be given unto us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And you will cause men to give unto our bosom. You said, Lord, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. You said, Lord, that you will give us power to obtain wealth in Jesus' name. And Father God, we decree and we declare that promise in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for the Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenezer George. We thank you, Father God, for Pastor Prophetess Deborah George and, hallelujah, our beloved family. We thank you, Father God, for Prophetess Mother Mary George. We thank you, Father God, for her life. In Jesus' name, we thank you for going ministry. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you for what you're getting ready to do in our life. And we claim the law of abundance in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would just order our footsteps, Father. Father, let us not move away from the path that you have called and ordained for us to walk into, Father. But, Father, I thank you right now, Lord, that as you are ordering our footsteps, Father, Father, we ask that you would just consecrate our minds, Father. Give us a mind to want to walk right. Give us a mind to want to do right, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're touching homes, every home that is represented on this call tonight, Father. Father, go in and touch, Father. But Father, we know that you know exactly what each home is representing and what they would need, Father. And Father, we pray even as Pastor Matthew, Lord, send them prosperity, send them your love, send them your peace, send them your strength, send them your anointing in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we pray and we lift up every prayer. Father, we lift up every request, Father, because you said for us to ask. And as we ask in faith, trusting and believing you, Lord, it shall be done, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we'll be people of faith, people that trust you, people that know in whom we believe, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're making us an example, a living example, Lord, so that men and women will see and they will give you the praise. They will know without a doubt that there is a God and God does answer prayer, Father. Father, I pray for every family, every son, every daughter. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch them, Father. Father, that you would lead them, Father. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch every business. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Send your word, Father. Send your word, Father. Send your word in the home. Send your word in the churches. Send your word, Lord, wherever our children might be. Those that have went astray, Lord, and have lost their way. Father, in the name of Jesus, send your retrieving angels right now and bring them back home, Father. Let them know, Lord, they can run, but they can't hide. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that your will be done in their life, Father. Let them know, Lord, that you still God and you still love them with an everlasting love. Let them know, Lord Jesus, that it's not over until you said so, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for those that are incarcerated, Lord. Father, send your word. We send your word and we speak your word in power and in faith, Father, because that which you have started, Father, I thank you right now that you're going to perfect everything concerning their lives, those that have been locked up and shut away, Father. Father, touch their heart, touch their mind, Father. Those that need protection, Father. Father, I pray in your name, Lord, that you will bring protection, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them know that no hurt, no harm shall befall them in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise. I give you thanks, Lord, for every family, for every person, Lord, that is standing in faith, Father. Father, you know what they need, Father. You know what they're asking, Father. That's why, Father, you said, cast your cares upon you because you care, Father. And, Father, we are casting our cares. We are casting our situations. We are casting our circumstances on you because, Lord, you're more than able to handle them. You're more than able to bring solution and to bring peace to those situations and circumstances and obstacles, Father. And, Father, we lay it down at your feet, Father. We lay it down at your feet, Father, and we dare not pick it up, Father, because it's yours, Father. Father, we understand that we were not made nor built to carry these weights and these challenges and problems, Father. But, Father, we cast them upon thee, and we say, Lord, we thank you, Lord, because you're lifting our head up. You're lifting our heart up. You're lifting our mind up, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're raising up a standard, Father, a standard of holiness, a standard of righteousness, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. Trouble the minds of your people, Lord. Let them know that they cannot be like the world. No, 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 no. But, Father, let them know in the name of Jesus, Father, that they may follow you, Father, in upright, in salvation, and in holiness, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, move on the hearts of your people, Father. Father, even as we step into this new day, Father, let us step with power. Let us step with your anointing. Let us step with strength, knowing that you are backing us up, Father, knowing that we have stepped and you are ordering our footsteps, knowing that as we step, you're going to be the one that's going to lead us and you're going to be the one that shall guide us, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we will not be distracted. Don't allow distractions to get in our way, Father. Let us step over them and stay focused on the goal and on the target that you have called us to behold in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I thank you right now, Lord, even for our churches, Father. We pray, Lord, that a revival shall come, Lord. Revive us again, Lord. Revive your people. Revive the pastors. Revive the mothers. Revive the deacons. Revive them, Father. Revive us, Father. Revive us so that we will rise up and walk up and raise the standard of holiness. Revive us, oh Father. Let us know, Lord, that this is not an easy thing. Let us know, Lord, this is not a thing that we should play with, but this is a thing that you have called and ordained for us to walk into and to move forward in, Father. Father, move by your Spirit. Father, move by your Spirit. And even as your word said, that the Spirit of the Lord began to move and began to hoover. Lord, let your Spirit begin to move and hoover in the homes and hoover in our churches and in our community, Father. Father, let us not be the same, Father. Even as Jacob began to wrestle with the angel, Father. Father, he looked one way, started out one way, but it was a shift that you began to cause because he stood and he would not back down. Father, give us that same grace. Give us that same strength, Lord. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, but Father, let us stand. Stand when we don't feel like standing, Father. Stand, Lord, when others say we should not stand. Father, give us that strength. Give us that tenacity to want to stand and to do right. Give us that tenacity to open up our mouth and speak. Lord, when things that don't even feel right, let me say, Lord, maybe, but let us speak because it's you speaking in and through us, Father. Father, raise up this generation, Lord, to be a generation of great giants, giants for your glory, Lord. Raise up this generation, Father, so that they too shall have the spirit of Issachar, that they will know exactly what they need to do in the times and in the season that they're walking into, Father. Father, let not anything come upon us without us knowing, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the peace, hey, the peace that passes all understanding, Father. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Let thy will be done. Let thy will be done in the name of Jesus. 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 Because you're going to order our footsteps. In the name of Jesus. Direct us. Prove us, Father, and we will be proved, Father. Father, because we know that you are our good shepherd, and you're going to be the one that shall lead us and guide us all the way. There lies our peace. There lies our joy. There lies our strength. Because, Lord, it is you. It is you that we live. It is you that we believe in. It's all about you, Father, so that Deborah, so that those that are on this call will die so that you may live in and through us, Father. Father, we pray, Lord, even as we start this day, move in us, Father. Let us be living examples, Father. Father, let us not say anything that you would not have us to say, Father, but open up our eyes so that we may see the things that you have desired for us to see in this day. Open up our ears so that we may be able to hear everything that you have desired for us to hear, Father, and let us touch everything everything that you desire for us to touch on this day, Father. Father, let us never be behind schedule, but let us always be on time in the movement and the placement of your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for the children that are in school. We thank you for protection. We thank you, Lord, for that genius mentality that shall come forth, Father. And Father, let it be a sign for your glory, Lord, because when you said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, we and pray that we will hear from heaven. Father, let it be a sign and a wonder that truly, when we take aside and spend time with you, Lord, situations correct themselves, miracles began to show up. Father, we thank you right now because, Lord, we know that you are our good shepherd and you're going to lead us and you're going to guide us all the way. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Father, if we had 10,000 tongues, Father, we could not thank you enough, Father. All we can say, Father, is to thank you, Lord, in reverence and in holiness, knowing that you are the one that have begun the work on the inside of us, and it's going to be you that's going to perfect everything that concerns us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. We're Prophetess Naomi and company of prophets and people of God. We're just so thankful to God for you, and thank you for standing. Thank you for not giving up. Amen, amen. I'm going to come to a close to that Prophetess Naomi, give you our announcements. We want to stay true to what we have said. But before I leave out, I just want to give you a principle that I was looking at on tonight, and I wanted to share with the hearts of the people. So one of the things is concerning prayer. John Wesley said this here. Prayer is where the action is.
Mm.
If you want action, it's going to always be found in that prayer. Prayer is where the action is. Prayer, because that's where God is. That's where you're going to find God, because it's an interchanging of what you want and what God wants from you. It's a relationship of your power so that God can move, so that God power can be seen and performed. And then one other thing, and I'll be giving you all some of these each night as the Holy Spirit leads. Another one, prayer changes everything because it releases God's wisdom into your circumstances, mm-hmm. into your situation, into your obstacles, into your problem, whatever it might be. Prayer changes it because it gives you the opportunity to allow God to release his wisdom in any and every situation, because there's not a situation that's too big or too hard that God cannot fulfill or satisfy. Amen. So, Prophetess Naomi, I'm going to turn it over to you. Thank you so much, people of God. Just love you all to life.
Thank you, Pastor.
Love
Amen.
You, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, people of God, we are at the close. I just want to give a few announcements. One, check your emails. I have to say that. Check your emails because we have new people constantly coming on the phone line. Check your email. Our Master Prophet Archbishop, he has sent us special instructions, and we have to read those emails. We are coming into the spring. We are only 10 days away from springing forward into new things. Amen. And then also with the special prophetic directions with the law of abundance. So check your emails, people of God. Prophetess Jessica, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am, Prophetess. I am here.
Amen. Tell the people of God what's coming up on Monday at noon.
On Monday at noon, Pop Life Radio, we're doing our Man Cave Mondays. With our very own Prophet Joshua, Prophet Prentice, Prophet Bostic, and then other gentlemen will join. It's always a surprise to us who will be on, but you definitely want to be listening in. That's Monday at noon. Phone number is same number as this line, 712-432-1212, passcode 602-745 and the pound sign. So I look forward to seeing you all there.
Amen, amen. And one, let everyone know that tomorrow our Master Prophet Archbishop, he's going to be doing a live conference call. So check out keep your phone on. That's all I can say. Keep your phone on. Keep your phone on where you will get that message. Also, be on social media. Have it as an alert.
So that's how you know when to come on to the call. And, of course, we will be back here by 11:50, 11:55 to start our midnight prayer call. Invite a family, friend, invite someone onto the call where we are opening up in prayer and doing this every day from 12 to 12:30. So I want to say thank you to everyone and say good night. God bless.
Good night, and we love you all.
God bless you. We love you all.
Good night. Good morning.